If you've lived in the Chattanooga area for any amount of time, you've probably heard of the Purple Lady. Sonia Young has spent the better part of her life surrounded in purple. Everything about her home, her car, all her clothes, everything is purple. She's also been an advocate for many charities around town. The Purple Lady is turning 80, and the Chattanooga Zoo is hosting a perfectly purple celebration on Wednesday, August 20th. I'm speaking with Sonia to find out the connection between the Purple Lady and the zoo's anticipated addition of her favorite animal, the giraffe. How long have you been involved with or associated with the Chattanooga Zoo?
Well, as a child, I used to visit the zoo all the time. When I moved back to Chattanooga when I got married 50-some-odd years ago, I started back going to see the animals, and I was appalled. But that was the beginning of when they began to remodel, redo, and rethink the zoo. And now, instead of those sad little cement cages with the chimpanzees in it, we have a much more beautiful and safe and friendly environment for the animals. And I became involved through a friend, Ted Betts, a number of years ago, at least 20, maybe 25. Time flies by, but I became involved, and I like what Dartie Long was doing there. I like the partnership between the city of Chattanooga and this Friends of the Zoo. And I joined the Friends of the Zoo board, and I've been a member all these years. And it's a very nice partnership between the city and this private trust.
A lot of the issues with what was known as the Warner Park Zoo, it's very landlocked. There is no room for expansion. And at the time, it was more or less a petting zoo and animals in ugly little cages. You also had the city's stables for the police horses were there. A lot of the land was taken up with other things that eventually was given to the zoo and allowed for some of the expansion and the remarkable exhibits that Dartie Long has brought in with her changing of the zoo. A giraffe, however, takes up a lot of space.
Well, a lot of giraffes take up a lot of space. That's why I'm hoping they will confine the number they have to 4. I understand from the architect of this exhibit that he's allowing for up to 7. I think that's probably too many for me, but we do have room. We have that big area on the left as you come in the entrance. Part of it is being used for the camel rides. The camel rides will be relocated. The area where the field house and that property was located is now belongs to the zoo, or the city's giving to the zoo to use. So we're moving the camels. We're going to use that area to put our outdoor exhibit for the giraffes. Now, the field house itself will be retrofitted as indoor stables and viewing area for the giraffes. So there are two areas. There'll be the indoor area and the outside area. I would personally, and this is just me personally, like to see them take over those baseball fields adjoining. I just think that would be an ideal piece of property. Baseball could be played somewhere else. I don't know why it has to be played there. I think the zoo needs eventually to be more given over to the animals.
In order to help develop this exhibit, which is going to be very costly.
$5 million, I hear.
The zoo's having a very special event, and it is centered on you. It's your birthday.
Who else would admit that they were going to be 80 years old without having it go for a good cause? I'm far too vain for that. Never would have done it, but I thought, well, if Gloria Steinem can do it for the elephants, I can do it for the giraffes. Gloria Steinem turned 80 this year and is having her birthday raise money for elephants. Now I'm doing it for the giraffes. It's very important to me, Rabbit. I wouldn't do it if it weren't important. I'm involved in many causes, and they're all important. But this has a very special significance for me. And as one of my former students in speech, you know how I feel about children and having someone be their voice. Animals and children really don't know how to speak up for themselves. And I think we have a responsibility. Well, the giraffe is symbolic of those who have no voice of their own. They do have vocal cords, but they don't have a voice.
Admission to the zoo is free during the celebration, which is tomorrow, August 20th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Donations will be accepted at the party to kick off the Giraffe Exhibit Capital Campaign.
We did it to coincide with when kids might be able to come or people could leave work. It is free admission, and I'm blatantly put on the invitation that a donation would be appreciated, because when people ask me what I want for my birthday, I want a giraffe. I want a giraffe that's called the Purple Lady. So this is hopefully an incentive to everybody to throw in their nickels, dimes, quarters, hundreds and thousands, whatever you have or feel like doing, to this particular cause, this gift.
Will you be at the zoo from 4 to 7?
Oh, I'll be there from 3. 7, I'll be a nervous wreck. I will be there, dressed in giraffe jewelry and whatever else I can find. My daughter and son-in-law are coming in for it, and some other relatives are coming in from Atlanta. It's a big deal for me, not because of the years, but because we're finally kicking off the campaign for this exhibit.
Well, it was very generous of you to offer your birthday for this.
I thought so. Painful as well.
If you were to invite someone specifically, and I'm not going to ask you to name names, what would be the most important part of them coming to this party?
Well, I think I invite people for various reasons. Friends, relatives, people that I think might give a very generous gift. I can't just put them all together, but I have invited Senator Corker, and it would be very important to me that Senator Corker do come to this exhibit. He's an old friend, and I know he loves the zoo, and he's been very generous to a lot of things in the past. And naturally, I'm hoping he'll fall in love with this and be equally generous to the giraffe exhibit. But I do want him to see he did so much for this city when he was mayor. I want him to see what we're continuing to do. The giraffes is a major exhibit. It's a huge exhibit. You will be able to see them from 3rd Street, Macaulay Avenue. They're the tallest animal in the world, so you're not going to miss the giraffes. They will be like the aquarium to the riverfront. We'll be that to Macaulay and 3rd Street and all the area around here. And they're vegetarians. A lot cheaper to feed than lions and tigers.
The Purple Lady is also an author. In 2010, she published Chattanooga from A to Z and donated all proceeds and rights from the book to T.C. Thompson Children's Hospital Foundation. She's been writing again, and this time it's about her favorite animal.
I'm finished with my book on Ginger the Giraffe, which is something that I'm giving the zoo, just as I did to the Children's Hospital. The book I did for Children's belongs to them. The rights belong to them. And the book is about Ginger the giraffe. And it could be a series because Ginger could have a continuing life. But Ginger is a book about the giraffe. And at the end of the book, it has Did You Know? Wonderful facts for children. Like, did you know that giraffes have the same number of vertebrae in their neck that humans do? They have 7. They're just longer and the spaces in between are wider. But I want it to be educational. As an educator for many, 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 many years, I had to put in the educational component. It couldn't just be a story. It does have to teach as well. But I'm hoping to get it published. I'm looking for a publisher, and we'll have a book.
And then that will be donated to the zoo.
All the rights, everything goes to the zoo.
The Chattanooga Zoo's Perfectly Purple Celebration is Wednesday, August 20th from 4 to 7 p.m. to celebrate Sonia Young's 80th birthday. All donations made at the Perfectly Purple Celebration will be placed in the Purple Lady Giraffe Fund. Admission is free, but reservations are required and can be made by calling 423-697-1319. Purple clothing is encouraged. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.